Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for April 5th through the 11th. April celebrates National Garden Month. In that regard, Stephen started some seedlings which grow and wait for their time to be planted into the garden. The garlic looks great and some flower plants go through their green phases. Nonviolent Peace Force member Christina Nicholson served as a volunteer for NP. She stayed active in social and political movements. Today, she practices maintaining situational awareness, identifying entry and exit routes, knowing how to react if shots are fired, and staying calm under pressure, all to help keep her neighbors safe. During the ICE invasion of Minneapolis, she helped her community stay aware of their actions. She helped people know how to respond, distributing whistles and training packets about what to do when ICE approaches you. She said, "To build a better world, we have to be the embodiment of the world we want to see. I believe that is the training that I received at NP. How to better embody my beliefs in a better world while loving the hell out of the one we are in." Senate Bill 892 sets standards for rooftop solar in Wisconsin. It comes from Minnesota's standards. Minnesota's electric cooperatives fought to change their law. Their Rural Electric Association CEO, Derek Moe, argued that a person on a fixed income is helping to pay for their neighbor's $80,000 passive income generating solar system through their higher electric bills. Give me your peace poems, peace quotations, or peace stories for a future calendar by sending them to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Share your knowledge of peace for wdrt.org/peace-calendar.